Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, my faithful right-hand man, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
What's the contact info?
Well, we have an awesome Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a couple of text messages and one Instagram message.
Yeah, you can always Instagram message us. What?
We on a previous episode, I had talked about how expensive a U-Haul is going to be, but it's going to be worth the expense. But I think I'd mentioned that I want to pick it up in Everett and take it to Marysville and drop it off. And I'm like, it's kind of pricey. And I thought I had to rent it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Adam says, yes, even in the U-Haul location, it's only 5 miles away. One thing about U-Haul, most trucks have a 4-hour rental and a daily rental, but not all of them. But if you pick up in one location, drop it off, it adds like a thousand one-way fee or whatever. So even if the location's 5 miles away. So basically, I looked it up after Adam told me this. And yeah, it'll be about $70 cheaper if I go back.
Hell yeah.
If I go from my storage unit to Marysville and back, it'll be cheaper.
Dude, nice.
So I'm like, thank you for that advice. Otherwise, I would have spent $70 that I did not need to spend. That's going towards paint.
Yes. If we ever say anything stupid or incorrect,
please. We want you to let us know.
Yes, please tell us.
Corey from Renton also commented on a conversation we were talking about, like secrets that guy secrets that they wish girls knew.
Yes.
And so Corey says, as far as hidden secrets go, for me at least, when a woman is trying to get to know me, there is no hidden codes or anything to decipher. I feel like when women get information, albeit I try to break it down too much when they say things like, so what you're telling me is, or what are you trying to say? Sometimes it is as straightforward as you put it. Sometimes I can overanalyze things to death, but this is my big thing. Sometimes what we say is short and sweet and to the point. So if what they say is short and sweet to the point, we start to overthink it, and us overthinking makes them overthink.
Mm.
Or at least with him, it's just like...
Like if you text and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they just say, I'm good.
Or it's like, hey, what do you mean by that? What do you say? And they're like, oh, crap, like... Is she looking like, is she mad at me? Is she, you know, what, like now they start overthinking. So sometimes they're just straight to the point.
Well, sometimes you got to be a little more detailed. we're complicated creatures.
Yeah, we are.
Us females.
And sometimes when we ask for more information, if it's something positive, we just want to feel special. We want to hear more.
Yeah, keep complimenting me.
Basically.
Oh, you think I'm beautiful? How beautiful?
Keep telling. Can we just keep going?
Just a little, a lot.
And we did get an Instagram message. I believe it's Marty. Was it Marty? Dadbod?
I don't know.
Am I like confusing things? Anyways, you find that out while I read the message.
Shining.
Have a question for all. With how society is now, the internet age and social media, and how impersonable people are, you know, text instead of talk, etc. Where are proper places to meet someone for a date or approach someone? Dating sites are obvious, but the whole in the mall, grocery store, etc. have all gone away. Facebook is the new locations, in my opinion. I ask because trying to smile and be nice to someone face to face, you are instantly creepy. And talking to someone and hitting it off on Facebook, I was told, isn't a dating site. It is so freaking confusing and difficult now to even try. Dating sites suck, by the way.
It is Marty, by the way.
Yes, Marty. So basically he's asking, where does one
meet people?
Well, when I figure that one out, because I'll sometimes use Facebook as a dating site in a way, not dating, but like my way of trying to talk to people and kind of feel them out.
See someone hot, friend them, and then maybe wave to them or say hey and see if they respond.
I try not to wave. Once I accidentally did wave. The guy was so pretty. I was like, oh my God, I waved. And we talked for a minute and then never talked again, which was like, okay, you're not that interesting anyways.
And that kind of means like, okay, maybe he's not interested kind of thing.
Yeah, or I'm like, yeah, weren't that... Like, we weren't vibing. Actually, there's one guy, he added me and I'm like, you're pretty. I think I showed you the picture of him. You weren't feeling him. I thought he was pretty. I showed him to my best friend and she was like, eh. My best friend thought he was cute too. You didn't like him.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I think that's a kind of a good way, though. If you see someone on Facebook, you do start messaging them. But, like, don't, like, off the bat ask them out, I feel
right.
like.
Yeah, because for me, like, I didn't ask him, like, why did we become friends? I don't even know you. I just kind of started liking any cool posts that he would do. Like, the ones that I genuinely like, but I made an effort to kind of like them
Frequently.
And so he started messaging me like, hey. I'm like, hey, you.
You're like, oh, you noticed me liking you.
Hey, how's that going? So I've been chatting with him, and he's pretty cool so far. I mean, I just started talking to him yesterday.
Oh, so far.
So far. So it's been real, like...
It's been like 20 hours.
Less than 24 hours at this point.
Yeah, I feel like that's an okay... I mean, do you have to be friends with someone to message them?
Depends on
your settings.
For me, I think no.
Because if you friend someone and they accept it, that's a first, like, okay, well, at least they're going to accept it, because a lot of people just don't accept strangers. So they might think you're cute, or they might be interested too.
It also depends. Like, for me, I look at your friends, like mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And if it's like one mutual friend and I don't really know that person, I'm not adding you.
Unless you're cute. Yeah, come on, Mickey. Let's get real.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
But if it's like multiple, and I also look what of those friends, like, why are your friends a bunch of people I went to high school with? I'm like, so I'm guessing we went to high school together, but I don't know you.
I don't remember you, yeah.
So it's like, why would I add you? Or I'm like, oh, you're friends with these people. That's really cool. These people are awesome. I would like to, you know, you're in that circle of friends. Mm-hmm. Let's all hang out. Or like at least Facebook hang out, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not into dating sites, though, I feel like really a bar. I think that's where people meet each other nowadays.
And I don't think it can be like a fancy pants bar.
No, usually fancy pants bars, you're probably already like
dating somebody
in a relationship, or you're really just going out after work with your friends for like a drink or two.
And I feel like you're probably more along the lines like we are. We like hole in the wall, cheap drinks, good vibes.
Kind of like a sports bar, really. Yeah, I feel like nowadays people get that liquid courage to actually go up and talk to someone, because especially in this part of the world, people state, whatever, Washington, yes. Seattle, they don't.
The Seattle freeze.
I think it's like a Washington freeze. It's a real thing. So with the booze flowing, I feel like guys kind of get more confident, and I feel like girls are a
little
nicer.
Yeah, they let their guard down a little bit more.
Exactly.
And I feel like a lot of the issues that you're having, it is generational, but I feel like being in this part of the country, like you were saying, is a big part of it.
Yeah, when I moved here, like I would smile at everyone. Like you're on the street, we're just walking past each other, we say hello, we smile. There's a construction worker, like you smile. Like that is just how it is on the East Coast. Everyone talks to everyone. And sometimes, honestly, it can be really annoying, because you're like, I'm in my bubble, don't talk to me. But even if you're on the airplane, you're next to a stranger, you spark a conversation. Like, that's just how the normal here. So when I moved here, even like my little self would smile at everyone, you know, and people were like, why are you doing that? Like, you're going to look like you want them to talk to you. And I was like,
they're going to kidnap you. That's how you're going to get kidnapped.
Yeah. And I was like, well, first of all, why does it matter if they want to talk to me? And second of all, I'm just smiling and being nice, like, and actually making eye contact and be like, have a nice day. Or like,
it sucks because of that now. When you are nice to someone on this side of the world,
people think you're flirting. Interested. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crappy. I don't personally, because I've done it before. We talked about it on the podcast. We did this for the podcast. One of the other gals who was on the podcast before and I went on speed dating.
And my friend's doing that tonight.
Okay, let me know how that goes. And if she would like to like record something, call in and leave a voicemail and tell us how it went and what her opinions are, that'd be awesome.
I was like, she told me she was going to do that tonight. And I'm honestly so jealous. I think I didn't go with you guys a few years ago, because I think that's when I started dating someone.
Yeah, I think you were just starting to date Johnny Rivers.
Oh, okay. And then I was like, I can't screw it up right now. But... which is good I didn't, but I still...
I think it, like, you, I don't think anything would have happened. I don't think he would have had a problem with it, because it was so silly.
Yeah, I mean, because of the people that went, or just because of the whole setup?
Both.
Because I think it makes me way less nervous going with a bunch of my girls. It's maybe a 3 to 5 minute conversation, and then it's done. That makes me feel way less nervous than if I was going on a one-on-one date with someone, like a date.
Well, the way it was, at least with this one in particular... we had an intermission partway through, because there was quite a few. I think there was like 25 dates or something, 20 dates or something. There was quite a few people. There's two that left, like a guy and a girl. So I don't know if they both just were over it and left, or
if they liked each other.
If they liked each other and left.
Oh, I hope it's that one.
So I was just like, we're missing the people next to us. What's going on here? But I feel like all the girls went into the bathroom during the intermission.
And just, like, gossiped.
They were gossiping. They're like, oh, my God, this is horrible. We need to leave. I'm like, ladies, let's all just go to the bar next door. Let's just go, all of us at the same time. Because
the guys were weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Not to be rude, but a lot of them were kind of weird. Some of them had very weird energy. Some of them, you know, you, like, they're like, ah, oh, this is just something I'm trying. One guy got all butthurt because he's a therapist. And I made the joke that I'm sure all therapists, psychologists make. It's like, oh, are you, you know, using your therapy, you know, psychology degree on me right now? Something along those lines. Like, oh, do you take your, do you do your work all the time? Like, yeah. If I see a picture that I can use for social media later for work, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I'm on work mode. Like, it's in the back of my mind. But yeah, it's there. So I'm like, okay, be all butthurt.
Wow. Were they kind of losers?
One guy, I mean, granted, the gal I went with was super excited about his jacket, but I'm just like, you're an odd duck, aren't you? He had a weird, funky jacket, which was cool. It was one of those, like, you either look really cool wearing a weird jacket or you look not so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like
you can't pull it off.
There was one guy and like one of the girls was like, after a couple drinks, was like hanging out with him because he was very like vibing, kind of like, yeah, I'm very, and I hate, I'm sure some people are going to get all butthurt for this term, but he had this very Trump energy to him.
Oh.
Where it's like, some people are going to fall for his smooth talking, but it felt very creepy. I could see right through. He was really creepy, full of himself, but like, I don't know.
So did you guys all leave? Did you guys stay?
No, we ended up staying. Good. And we did the second half.
And it didn't get better.
And I was just like, cool. There's one guy I was like, you're all right.
Did you match with him or say?
Yeah. So you write down in the at the bottom like who you match with. And then they'll send you an email like the company does. And it'll tell you who you matched with if they matched back with you.
And their contact info or something.
And I emailed him. Like we emailed each other once or twice and he never replied. Like I'm like, either I didn't reply or he didn't reply because you can just tell. It was like, this was weird.
It was like, I just wanted to pretend I liked someone just right. to write something down.
Exactly. And it's just such a weird bunch. So like speed dating is fun if I think if you have your group of girls. But it's kind of.
Yeah. I mean.
It was kind of weird. Because it's like, I think the girls that go into speed dating and the guys that go into speed dating are very different animals. Because there was like a sea. I was looking at all the women. I'm like, I'm kind of digging the women here.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I legitimately wanted a relationship with a woman because the women here were super funny and gorgeous. Just like a sea of really cute, amazing ladies. And then the dudes were very lackluster, unfortunately.
It kind of reminds me of the party I served for Events and Adventures one time. It was exactly like that.
I have a feeling that's kind of the vibe.
And some of the girls went into the bathroom and they were like, to strangers they didn't know, because mm-hmm. I don't even know if they were with their friends, they were like, oh man, just save me. Like, it was very, mm-hmm. very awkward. And yeah. Well, I'll let you know how my friend likes it.
Yeah, like I'm, as far as where to meet people, I think, yeah, bar, hole in the wall type of place. Because I feel like if you go to a place like Ballard or Fremont in Seattle, they're fun places to go to. Mm-hmm. But there's a very, very specific type of crowd that typically goes to these bars.
Holler me.
I was going to call them dude bros.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
dude
bro-y.
Bros and then
yeah, and the chicks that like dude bros.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I go there and I'm like, I am not attracted to any of these guys because of their vibe and their personalities and like their style.
Hey,
it's just
don't
it's,
judge a night out of a bunch of dudes.
No, like, it's just like it's not a guy that I'm like looking for to like date, you know, because yeah, it's not my type of guy typically. So I try to talk to some of them and I'm like, OK, you're
yeah,
so
I mean, I don't think you can judge off of like one night of partying. Like if Johnny Rubbers like saw me at a bar like twerking and ratchet AF on the dance floor, he probably wouldn't be like, oh, that's the type of girl I'm going to date, you know,
but it's the type of girl I'm going to bang.
Yeah. And look, my bangness got him to the yard. I don't know. Brought him to a relationship. But you know what I mean?
But I mean, I have had some really cool conversations with dudes like, you know what? This was fun. Like, and it wasn't even anything like, let's get like really deep and like philosophical. No, it's like, oh, hey man, like, oh my God, you saw, once I really wanted to, I was kind of drunk and I'm like, I want to make out with somebody tonight. And I saw a guy with like a Captain America shirt. I'm like, easy. I'm like, oh my God, I love your shirt. What did you think of the last movie? Did you hear what they're going to do for the next one? And blah, blah, blah. And I just started showing off. Instead of showing off my cleavage, I was showing off my nerd knowledge.
Oh my God.
And I ended up making out with him. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I'm too drunk and I have to work tomorrow. Bye.
But left. Yeah, maybe if you're like a nerd or something, go to like a board game place. But and like
that's awkward.
Is that
just because I'm like, it's if I think if it's if it's a place that serves alcohol,
yeah, like cafe
sure,
mocks
but I'm
something.
Just like, I feel like everyone's kind of invested in what they're doing.
Yeah, it's their board game.
It'd
they're
be like if you
like,
go to a
well,
yoga,
if you like board games,
yeah, like if you're in the middle of a yoga class and you see someone you like, you're not going to stop what you're doing and go talk to them.
No, but I've definitely been on dates with people from my yoga studio.
It's
like
after
afterwards you're like, I mean, like, you're still in yoga. You, like, see you have the same spot. Mm. Like, oh, hey, like, what are you doing after? You want to grab lunch? So,
yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's, plus nerds are. Yeah,
you could, like, get a hobby.
We are very shy creatures.
You guys would go speed dating.
Yeah. All right. But I did find one piece of advice. Somebody tweeted this out at Mitchell491, and I really loved it. What? And it made me kind of think, like, what is the best relationship you've ever received, or relationship advice you've ever received, and worst?
Oh, okay.
He says, my dad once told me, keep her stomach and flower vase full, and you'll have a lot less problems. And to be honest, that's probably the best relationship advice I've ever been giving. LMAO. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the similar one with the guys. It's like, keep his stomach full and something else empty, and he'll be happy.
That's actually very true.
Mm-hmm. And so I just started, this is all I did. I went to Facebook, I typed in best relationship advice ever and went to photos. And so I started reading them and I was curious to see what you thought of these.
All right.
Stop trying to figure out who will wear the pants in your relationship, because it's always like, oh, the guy's going to wear the pants. Like, but I want to wear the pants.
Yeah.
Relationships work best when no one is wearing pants.
Oh, I like that. That's sexy.
I did hear about somebody that when they would get into a fight, they would have to do it naked, because it's like you stop kind of focusing on what you're mad about. And realize, is it really worth it? And either you get turned on or you think it's funny that you're arguing naked.
I could not do that. That already makes me mad thinking about it.
Why?
Because I would be like, we have to resolve this fight before
I feel like
any of that.
But I mean, that's
happens.
The point. Like, you get naked and you try to resolve it. But in that process, you realize, okay, is this really something I should be mad about?
Or, but like, if it is, then yeah, you need to have a solution.
Maybe the solution is banging. No.
Plus, I'd be really, really cold. Like, I'm already really cold in my house. Like, I could, yeah, I would.
Right. I'm curious. Has anybody ever tried this and let us know how that worked out?
Yeah, please. And then I'd be like,
This one, I think it's funny when they do, like, the metaphors. It's like, when nails grow long, we cut nails, not fingers. So similarly. No, you can't say it.
Similarly. Wow, thanks.
When misunderstanding grow up, cut your ego, not your relationship. It's kind of like, it's like, oh my God, there was a misunderstanding and I want to be right. And it's like, you know what? Do you really have to be right? Because are you? Like, is this really going to solve? And it's not so much that, like, it could be something tedious, something like,
or
small.
when someone takes something else wrong. Right, like, if I like said this, but you took it this way. And then you're
and
like,
then you start,
like,
bringing up other stuff.
I'm sorry. And the other person has to be like, oh, okay.
But what? If this advice, stay single and flirt with everyone you like.
Yeah.
Do what you did in the beginning of a relationship and there won't be an end. I don't think.
Oh, like, treat them how you did when you first started dating, kind of thing.
I think kind of.
You know, like, have sex with them all the time. Like, you know, text them all the time. Like, be very attentive.
I feel, though, a lot of that is fake, though. Not a lot of it, but some of it is, like, we put our best selves out there when we start dating someone else. Like, we don't show them.
I don't. Yes. I definitely don't.
You are an exception to the rule because you're incapable of hiding how you feel about anything.
I'm incapable of being me, always. I think.
But no. I feel like most people, though, on average, they're on their best behavior. They wear, like, they get their hair, they do their hair and makeup all the time, and guys are bringing the flowers and everything, which is awesome. I think that those things should still stay there. But as the relationship grows, like, some of those things aren't relevant all the time.
I think you should still, I think they mean, like, you know, when you have, like, the butterflies and like, he texted you and you'd be like, oh, he texted me, I'm gonna
but
text
you can't
him back, you know,
fake,
like,
butterflies. You can't make yourself have butterflies,
but I think
you
should always kind of act like that towards the person,
like the
excitement, the oh, you're coming home from work, oh, I can't wait to see you. Like, you know, kind of,
I think,
always,
yeah, I don't think it's faking,
don't
the feelings.
Take that for granted.
I think it's, yeah, it's trying to show how appreciative you are.
Exactly. Because it's so easy to fall into a routine.
I feel like even if you don't necessarily feel it all the time, I feel like I hate it because people are like, well, you shouldn't fake it. I'm like, I think faking it sometimes helps.
Yeah, happy that I'm coming home from work, or, you know, like, okay, thank me if I did the laundry, even though I do it all the time. Like, right. I still want to be thanked. Like, if you're going to make me dinner, I should show you how much I appreciate it by hugging you or loving you or whatever.
Be like, thanks for dinner. Like, that's what I always say. Like, when we go out to eat, my parents pay or my mom makes dinner. I'll be like, thank you, mom, for dinner. Like, I always say that at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I hate people when they do this, and you and I both know a person who does this. Like, when you do laundry, it's like, hey, I switched out the laundry, and it's like, oh, congratulations, do you want a cookie? It's like, yeah, I know those are things that we're supposed to be doing, but it's about being a team, and it's like, hey, look, like, We got this.
I'm doing this for both of us. And like every now and again, you should too, kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's even like, it wasn't like I wasn't looking for a cookie. I was just one, giving you information. But two, it's like, yeah, it's nice to be appreciated.
Exactly. Always.
But I do feel like, be honest. Don't be that fake self in the beginning.
Well, yeah. And if you don't have those feelings, maybe you should not be in the relationship.
Let me see if I can find one more good one. That one is not good because it says, what is the best relationship advice someone's giving you? And there's no comments.
Oh, no one had any good advice.
No, BS. Okay, so this is more or less someone saying to somebody else. It says, if we date, I'm not going to try to control you. Do whatever you want. And if you really care, you won't put our relationship at risk.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like I don't believe in controlling. Like if you have to go through someone's text or you have to know where they are 100% of the time and like,
yeah,
then that is not a relationship. That is not something worth having. It's just more stress to you, and that's stress to them, and that's not fair.
Yeah, and I feel like once you kind of disobey that trust and go through really anything of theirs, it's kind of like, why are you guys still together?
Right.
Like there's obviously some kind of not trusting happening, and you need to get it together.
Right. And I think the best one, and I've seen this many a times, and that's something I've learned to do myself, says the best way to be happy with someone is to learn to be happy alone. And that way the company will be a matter of choice and not necessity. And I feel like that's true. I've known many people, ex-boyfriends specifically, that they have to be in relationships. And it's like they don't know what to do with themselves when they're not. And I'm like, I think because slowly you realize you don't really like who you are.
Yeah, you just have to be okay with being alone. Yeah. Yes, it's going to be lonely. Unless it's going to like maybe not be as fun. Yeah, it's going to suck sometimes.
And there's different types of loneliness. There's the kind where you don't even have bang buddies. Like I've done both, where like I don't have a boyfriend, but I have my bang buddies, and I got a couple of them going on. But in a way, that still kind of feels like dating. So I've done them. Like, let me see what it's like to not have any at once. And it is lonely, but I'm like, cool. I got my routine.
Yeah, I was figured out. Single for like 5 years before, and I was like, I was totally okay with it. I mean, I had like dated people here and there, but nothing
to maybe that. Maybe
because I realized I'm a badass mofo.
You're like, I got this.
I got this.
So we want to hear from you. What advice can we give Marty? Like, where is a good place to meet people? Where have you met your significant others? And what is the best relationship advice you've ever received? And what is the worst?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.